A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "Now Israel, take notice of the laws and customs that I teach you today and observe them, that you may have life and may enter and take possession of the land that the Lord, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You must add nothing to what I command you, and take nothing from it, but keep the commandments of the Lord your God, just as I lay them down for you. Keep them, observe them, and they will demonstrate to the peoples your wisdom and understanding. When they come to know of all these laws, they will exclaim, 'No other people is as wise and prudent as this great nation.' And indeed, what great nation is there that has its gods so near as the Lord our God is to us whenever we call to him? And what great nation is there that has laws and customs to match this whole law that I put before you today?" The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
Second reading, a reading from the letter of St. James. "It is all that is good, everything that is perfect, which is given us from above. It comes down from the Father of all light. With him there is no such thing as alteration, no shadow of a change. By his own choice he made us his children by the message of the truth, so that we should be a sort of first fruits of all what he had created. Accept and submit to the word which has been planted in you and can save your souls. But you must do what the word tells you and not just listen to it and deceive yourselves. Pure, unspoiled religion in the eyes of God of our Father is this: coming to the help of orphans and widows when they need it, and keeping oneself uncontaminated by the world." The word of the Lord.
Thanks to be the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered round Jesus. And they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with unclean hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and the Jews in general follow the tradition of the elders and never ate without washing their arms as far as the elbow. And on returning from the marketplace, they never ate without first sprinkling themselves. There are also many other observances which have been handed down to them concerning the washing of cups and pots and bronze dishes. So these Pharisees and scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not respect the tradition of the elders, but eat their food with unclean hands? He answered, "It was of you hypocrites that Isaiah so rightly prophesied in his passage of Scripture, 'This people honors me only with lip service, while their hearts are far from me. The worship they offer me is worthless. The doctrines they teach are only human regulations. You put aside the commandment of God to cling to human traditions.' He called the people to him again and said, 'Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a man from the outside can make him unclean. It is the things that come out of the man that make him unclean. For it is from within that men's hearts are evil. It is what emerges from them. Fornication, theft, murder, adultery, avarice, malice, deceit, indecency, envy, slander, pride, and folly. All these evil things come from within and make a man unclean.'" The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to be, O Lord Jesus Christ.
The entertainment business creates many images and pictures of what life is like. It's not reality. But so often those people who work in the entertainment industry believe it is reality. This happened also with the Pharisees when they were called hypocrites, because they had this image of whatever they produced, whatever laws they produced, were reality. Hypocrites in Greek means actors. So they were acting the part. They weren't being there true to themselves. And so it is, unfortunately, with many Christians today. It's said that in order to know if a gold ring you bought is genuine, just dip it in vinegar. If the ring does not fade, you've got a genuine gold ring. But if it fades, you've got genuine vinegar. The readings this Sunday invite us to look at our consciences. Truth will set us free. That's the essence of it. Truth about ourselves. The world nowadays has been very successful in deceiving us. We've learnt to live with ambiguity, double meanings, double standards, especially in matters of morality and spirituality. we've managed to justify our sins and make them appear harmless. Abortion is no longer called murder, but reproductive rights. Euthanasia, which was called mercy killing, a contradiction in terms, is now referred to as compassion for the terminally ill. Greed is retirement planning. Deceit is just a few white lies or face saving. Unchastity is just one of lifestyle. And pride or arrogance is considered as self-esteem. This is the bitter fruit of what Pope Benedict called the dictatorship of relativism. What's happened with us? We've come to compromise our Christian beliefs. We've compromised them so much so that they are our beliefs. This is precisely what happened with the Pharisees. They were good listeners and preachers of the Word of God. In fact, they were the acknowledged spiritual leaders of the time. But they'd replaced the rules that were supposed to govern their lives with their own rules. In Moses' time, there was something like 600 rules and regulations the Jews had to follow to be considered following the law of God. But Jesus doesn't mince his words. He called a spade a spade. I am commanding you, you shall not add what I command you, nor subtract from it. So he's saying, I've given you the Ten Commandments, but you add things. You add things yourselves to justify what you do. There were two monks going up to say prayers at the hill on the monastery, and they're walking through the town. And one of the main rules of monks was, you do not touch a woman. You never touch a woman. And as they're walking along the street, they come to cross over, and there's a blind, crippled woman waiting to cross the road as well. So the old monk says, come on, let's cross. And the young monk says, what about this lady? No, you can't touch a woman. You're not allowed to touch a woman. So the old monk crosses over. But the young monk goes up and takes the lady by the hand and escorts her across the road. The next half hour up to the journey up to the hill where they were going to pray, the old monk spent telling the young monk off for breaking the rules, for touching the woman. And you never touch a woman, and you never do this, you never do that. And when he got to the top, the young monk said to the old monk, I've spent the last half hour listening to you telling me what I shouldn't do. It has become totally part of your mind. It's overtaken everything else. I remember Father Norman saying to me once, whatever you do, So long as you do it for the right intention, for the good of the person you do it to, it's right. No matter what the rules say, it's right. And I've always remembered that. So, do we listen to the Word of God? We come here today doing the right thing. But do we listen to what God is saying to us through the scriptures, through the prayers, and then do we act on them? Or do we go out having listened and do nothing? A saint went up to heaven and is waiting at the gate for Saint Peter. And while he's waiting, he walks around and he sees all these ears, human ears, hanging from the trees, from the fences, from every piece of the ground, from the rocks. And he says to one of the angels, "What's all these ears doing?" And the angel said, "These belong to people who heard the word of God. And that's all." So only their ears got into heaven. So what do we think when we leave here today? Are we going to listen? Or are we going to act? The word is spoken. The actions are up to us. Obey God in how we act with other people. And the whole person will get into heaven.